This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Republican lawmakers in Springfield want property tax relief but are against creating a millionaire's tax to pay for it. Democratic State Representative LaShawn Ford is carrying a constitutional amendment for the fall ballot to create a 3% surcharge on incomes above $1 million. Ford says that would fund more than $4 billion in property tax relief. But House Minority Leader Tony McCombie says this will ultimately hurt taxpayers.
People will just leave the state. They have the money to do so. They will find loopholes to avoid it. Rather than in looking at ways to raise taxes, we need to be looking at ways to lower taxes.
Ford has until May 3rd to pass the bill out of the Democrat-controlled legislature. Democratic House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch is noncommittal toward Ford's plan. A hometown hero helped the University of Illinois men's basketball team make it to the Final Four. Emily Hayes has more.
Before he became a point guard for the Illini, senior Kylan Boswell went to Edison Middle School in Champaign and Urbana Middle School. Mark Chagnon was one of the basketball coaches at Edison. He saw Boswell's potential as soon as he entered sixth grade.
I said, I want you to dribble with your right hand down the floor and your left hand back. And so he looked at me like, okay. So he went down the floor with his right hand, came back with his left hand really easily, and I was like, nobody else is doing that.
Chagnon was also impressed with Boswell's maturity and his focus on helping his teammates play better. Boswell went to California for high school and was recruited back to Champaign-Urbana to play for U of I last year. I'm Emily Hayes.
The U of I men's basketball team plays University of Connecticut on Saturday in the Final Four with tip-off just after 5 p.m. The product made by a company in White County remains in the running to be named the coolest thing made in Illinois. A company out of Carmi called Elastic has a product called Duck Skimmer, which removes floating duckweed, watermeal, and other surface materials from ponds and calm waterways. It has advanced to the Elite Eight of the Maker's Madness Bracket contest that celebrates the work of manufacturers across Illinois. It's going head-to-head in the bracket against the MQ-25 Stingray from the Boeing Company in Muskoka. Voting for this round is now open and will take place at MakersMadnessIL.com through Easter Sunday. The Final Four will be announced on Tuesday and the overall winner on April 15th.